This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, is at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded in Sunday's attack. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un. Amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and recently threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
Protesters in Iraq on Saturday shut down a southern oil field and forced a cutoff of electricity at the facility. This takes place amid ongoing unrest that has racked the capital and much of southern Iraq. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has slammed Iran for using violence and internet disruption to prevent memorials for those killed during a November crackdown on anti-establishment protests. Pompeo tweeted a message saying Iranians have the right to mourn their dead. He directly accused Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of responsibility for the killings. The Supreme Leader has the final say on religious and political issues ahead of Thursday's memorials. Mass killings in the United States hit a new high in 2019 were shootings. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where 9 people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
do something, do something, do something.
I'm Shelley Adler.
New York City police are stepping up patrols in Jewish neighborhoods after multiple cases of anti-Semitic assaults this week during the Hanukkah holiday. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
As New York City's mayor met with Jewish leaders in Crown Heights, detectives were arresting a woman on hate crime charges for slapping 3 female victims in the face and head.
During the interrogation, she made statements that she committed this crime because she thought that they were Jewish.
Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says it's not an isolated case.
We've noticed 8 hate crimes that are alarming to us.
Monday, a man wearing a yarmulke was attacked and kicked in Manhattan, and 2 boys were accosted by a group of attackers in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. The Jewish community is already on edge since an attack earlier this month at a kosher market in Jersey City that left a policeman and 3 civilians dead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted, then deleted, a social media post that included the alleged name of the anonymous whistleblower whose complaint ultimately led to Trump's impeachment by the U.S. House of Representatives. The tweet came out on Friday. By Saturday morning, the post had been removed from Trump's feed, though it could still be found in other ways, including on a website that logs every presidential tweet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.